Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Danielle with Newly Tarot, and I have a special general reading for my lovely water signs. That's Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. This is for the second week of December 2020, and I've already shuffled and I laid out your cards. So now I will begin, okay? So the first card that I pulled out, I pulled the Four of Cups, okay? Now, what this card is telling me is that someone is pondering on their past, okay? Someone is, possibly thinking about ways to escape the norm, okay? You could be in a relationship with someone and they think that things are on the up and up. They think that things are good, but in the back of your head, you're trying to find ways to escape, okay? You're kind of bored with the situation, or your partner is kind of bored with the situation. I'm also seeing that there could be a third party that's been interfering in your relationship, or in your life in some type of way, okay? With the Three of Swords, I'm seeing that someone is constantly picking at you. Like, you feel like this person is playing you, or you feel as though this person is playing on your heart, okay? This person is, like, jabbing it. Like, just one minute they want you, one minute they don't. Perhaps you thought that you had something good with someone until someone else came along and interrupted that, okay? Kind of made you guys go in separate directions, okay? I'm also seeing that someone can be visiting someone from their past, okay? This could be a friend or an ex, okay? But what I'm seeing is that this person is not the same. This person is not who they think they are, okay? This person is not the innocent child that they once knew, or the innocent person, pure, you know, that they once knew. This person is very toxic, and they may rekindle this relationship thinking that everything is all good. This person may just go along the journey. You know, this person doesn't really care about other people's feelings, doesn't care about the problems they may cause along the way. This person could be possibly, planning their own funeral with this. This is a dating situation, okay? Whoever it is, they don't see the hands that's coming out from the grave, okay? This shit is finna possibly go downhill, okay? Because this person is acting very foolishly, didn't think things through, and it's just going about their own way. So let's see what else the cards has to say for you. Give me a second. Yeah, once this person start going down that road, you know, thinking things are all good, that's when everything is going to change. You know what I'm saying? This person is going to get a whole bunch of bad luck, you know, bad karma, you know, because you just don't do people the way you do them. You know, other people's feelings matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you didn't give a fuck. You didn't, or this person didn't care, you know, about the thoughts and concerns and about the feelings of others that they may have hurt along the way. Okay. So you have to do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Okay. It's karma. You know, I practice the law of attraction, so if that speaks for someone, then let me know. I'm also saying that somebody can want to come back, possibly want to come back, and probably try to send you a message through social media, through text message, through email, trying to contact you, trying to communicate with you, but their communication may be a little off, or you probably block this communication because you feel as though this person is very foolishly for what they've done, okay? But I'm seeing that they're going to try to come back, okay? They're going to try to come back when everything is said and done, you know, but by the time they come back, you know, shit has already blown up in their face. You know, they done already ruined a whole bunch of lives. So it's like, you know, you got to be a little faster than that. You have to, you know, take initiative and take responsibilities for your own actions and see the all the drama that they've caused, okay? But I'm also saying that someone is very guarded, okay? Someone is very guarded. Someone is not allowing this person to come in. You know what I'm saying? They're very guarded. With their territory, with their foundation, with their family, you know, they like, no, fuck that. Nobody else is coming in here. You know, I'm protecting myself. I'm ready for some bullshit. Whatever, you know, they're holding it down in their own kingdom now. And they, you know, they don't need any help. They don't want any outsiders. They feel like everybody is full of shit, okay? I'm also seeing that since this person have been on their own, they could have possibly been manifesting whatever it is that they want. You know, they done with the shit. Like, they've been there, they've done that. They've gained a lot, and now, you know, they're at their point towards where they don't need any help, and they're doing quite good for themselves, okay? But it's a lot of people that's trying to bite the hands of the person who fed them, okay? It's a lot of people that's trying to take a bite out of this relationship, or is trying to get a sneak peek of what they can have or how they can get over in this relationship. You know, this person is not even thinking about, you know, this person felt like, you know what, if that's what you felt like you needed to do, you needed to go back to your past. So they finally figured out who the third party situation. They finally figured out about this third party, okay, whether if it was a coworker, friend, family, whoever it was, they figured, they put two and two together, you know what I'm saying? You went back to your past, or your person went back to their past, and everything that they thought was glitter, it wasn't gold, okay, because that person was toxic, and from there, their world came crumbling down, you know. Then they tried to, you know, get back, but by the time by the time they tried to come back, you know, they've already caused a lot of damage and everything, you know what I'm saying? So then they became real guarded, you know, over their foundation, over their family, and everything that they own, and so they had no choice but to move forward, and from there, they start manifesting, you know what I'm saying? So you're kind of like leaving the past behind, and you're looking for, you know, you're looking for that Ten of Cups, you're looking for those happy moments, and, you know, good memories and everything. You want to do shit in life. You want to take vacations. You know what I'm saying? You want to live that lifestyle. You want to be happy. You want to be free. You know what I'm saying? Free from burdens, free from stress and all the shit. Mm-hmm. What I'm also seeing is that someone has a decision to make, okay? Someone has a decision to make, and it seems like they're playing you. They're playing with your mind, or they're trying to test you. They're trying to test you and see how far you will go. They're trying to test you and see how far you will go when it comes to finances, or when it comes to your financial stability. You know what I'm saying? This person is like, you know, you have a decision you want to make. It's like, you know someone is playing with you. You know somebody is just only experimenting with this, or this person knows that they're only experimenting with this, but it's like, do I continue with this project? Do I continue pursuing this, or do I move forward to a different direction? And then you have the One of Swords, which is new beginnings, possibly in communication, okay? Someone needs some clarity. Someone needs to talk. Somebody needs, somebody perhaps is coming back from the past, needing some clarity about the future, or about what's going to be. You know what I'm saying? One moment. Yeah, but that communication that you're going to get, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be, it's going to be real petty, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be real childish, you know what I'm saying? Like, this person don't want to talk to you. If it don't have anything to do about their finances, about their well-being, about their coins, they don't want to have shit to do with you, because it's like, you know, you can be petty, I can be petty too. So it's a lot of shitty conversations that's going on, that's happening right now, okay? You like, damn, that's like, you're toxic. Like, you're a toxic individual. This person could have possibly been damaged since they've been a child. They could have possibly been, somebody could have possibly damaged them when they were a child, and that's the reason why they act the way they do now as an adult. Give me a second.
One moment.
I'm also seeing that, okay, so there's a lot of, okay, so with this petty communication, okay, this person is being petty, being childish. That's going to cause a lot of conflict, okay? That's going to cause a lot of gossiping, bickering back and forth, you know, arguing, shoving, you know what I'm saying? Arguing over who gets what and this, that, and the third. And so everybody got their hand out. It's a conflict, it's chaos that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Somebody is really sick of it. They like, you know what, I had enough. You know what I'm saying? I just want somebody to be there for me, take care of me. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, it's still conflict, you know, but it's like this person can't help but to be in a conflict because they are passionate about this person. They are passionate about being in this relationship or being with this person or this partner, okay? It's like they don't have a chance. It's like the past, the future is always conflict. No matter what happened, it's like, damn, I'm sick of this shit. I need somebody to take care of me. This is what someone is thinking, possibly you. You know what I'm saying? You're just done with it. You had enough, and you just want somebody to be there for you and take care of you mentally and physically. You know what I'm saying? Give me a second. But I'm also seeing somebody is going to get some wise advice or have a wise conversation with someone that's like a motherly figure, or you know, someone is getting that type of clarity or that understanding from somebody that's wiser. Okay, they need some type of clarity. They see that this person don't take no shit. They see that this person knows what they're talking about. They've been there. They've done that. You know, so they could get a good clarity on what they need to do. You could be possibly talking to an aunt, grandmother, you know, neighbor, just someone you can really trust, but this person is going to give it to you raw and uncut. You know, they're not going to sugarcoat shit. They're going to tell you exactly what you need to do in order to move forward, okay? Give me a second. So I'm also saying, you know, you're doing your, so you're going to go out, okay, you probably could be doing some shopping or something like that, but along the way, you could be grocery shopping, shopping for clothes, whatever you're doing, you're out shopping, enjoying yourself somewhere, okay, I guarantee you, you're going to run across somebody from your past, okay, this person is going to try to get your attention, from afar, whether that's a convenience store, a market, a mall, wherever you at, somebody's going to see you from afar. They may or may not say something to you, but that's going to bring back old memories, okay? Just letting you know. You may run into somebody unexpectedly, okay? Or you may run into somebody that's beneficial to you, okay? Or this person may be planning to invest in you, okay? Or this could just be somebody from your past that you see or that you recognize or that recognizes you. Somebody that you used to be close with, possibly do business with, okay? They may or may not say something to you. They may pretend that they don't even see you, okay? Very relevant. What I'm also seeing is that, you know, so you're getting back healthy. You're trying to get your shit back together. You're putting yourself back together. You're like, fuck it. I don't need any help. I'm going to do this on my own. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is that I need to do in order to get better, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to get better. I'm going to better myself because I am that bitch. I am, you know what I'm saying? I am that person. You know what I'm saying? I am better than this. I'm going to heal from all this trauma. I don't need nobody to come and help me and support me. I'm going to do this shit on my own because I'm strong. I'm very strong. I'm determined, you know. Somebody can be sitting at home, you know what I'm saying, looking for answers. They're looking for answers. You know what I'm saying? They don't really know who to turn to, you know what I'm saying? They're shutting everybody else out from the world, you know, looking for answers, you know, they're looking for. You might get some type of news when you're, you could be, what do you call it? You can be separating yourself from society, okay? You could be, you know, just sitting in and just trying to figure out the answers of your life, trying to figure out, you know, what's next for you to do, what's your next move, or let your next move be your best move, you know. But you're not, you don't want anybody, people have been coming and knocking on your door and shit, you don't want to be bothered, okay? You're just strictly trying to find yourself and trying to get back to who you are. You're just trying to gather your thoughts and shit together, okay? And if that causes you to shut down everybody else in the world, then so be it, okay? But I'm also saying that somebody doesn't want to be involved with you, or you don't want to be involved with someone anymore. You don't want to sit at the same dinner table sharing shit because you know that this person is picking at your heart. You know that this person is fucking with you, playing with you, and you know that whatever this person is trying to give you and serve you, you know that it's not good for your soul. It's not good for you, okay? So you're having a hard time making a decision on whether or not you want to continue or allow yourself to be in the presence of this person, okay, that you're no longer that you're no longer in love with, or that you're falling out of love for, okay? I'm also seeing that you're done with the bullshit. You're telling everybody, like, look, you ask the motherfuckers out, like, look, if you're not meant for me, then get the fuck up out of my life. Like, I can handle my own. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of the games. I'm tired of the manipulation. I'm tired of the people trying to use me. I am who I am. I know who I am. I know that I am worthy. And if you can't respect me and my boundaries, then get the fuck out of my life. So you're kicking people out and you're not playing. You know what I'm saying? You're not playing, straight up. You know, and since you've done that, you've been living peacefully. You've been chilling peacefully in your home, not bothered strictly by anyone. But it's a lot of people that's still trying to get to you, that's still trying to get to your life, but you're strictly unbothered. You know that everybody else is toxic and they're not good for you. So your healthiest decision is to stick to yourself, be in the moment, be with yourself, find time to yourself and heal on your own, you know. You could possibly be looking into reading different books, magazines, getting back into reading, just getting back into doing you, you know. Somebody want to communicate with you, okay? Somebody want to do some communication, but this person looks like they are all out for themselves. They want to come to you, but they're very childish, you know what I'm saying? They want to come. It's all about gimme, 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 gimme. Like, if somebody wants something from you, they want you to take care of them. It's like you've been raising a son, or you've been raising somebody's toxic-ass son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this person takes everything from you. It's like you have no more to give, but this person always wants just me, 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 me. I want this. I want that. I want that. You don't have that much to give to this person. You're like, what the fuck? Like, I might as well have a fucking kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're my son, not my man, not my husband. And we can't even have a clear communication because you're so fucking childish. Excuse my language, but that's exactly what I'm getting from this card. And this person just wants you to baby them. They want you to feed them, clothe them, wah, wah, we, me, me. But you're toxic like a little fucking demon child, like, you know, like, and you don't know how to get rid of them. You don't know how to get rid of them, okay? This could also be another person that's recently you've added to the family. Could have recently gotten married. And could it possibly celebrate a marriage, or you know, and you added another addition to your family? It could be another child. It could be another person. But now three is a crowd. You know, this person is marrying this bride, but this bitch just look like she's coming from the dead. Like, he dug her up from the grave. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's been dead a long time, and he's happy. You know what I'm saying? She's happy, but the bitch is dead. Like, he needs to wake up, or somebody needs to wake up and realize what they're getting herself into. You know what I'm saying? Everything that's glitter is not gold. Everything that looks good on the outside is not good in the inside. You know, this person probably has a toxic past or toxic baggage that they're bringing along with them along the way. But I think that goes to the Fool card that I pulled earlier when I said this person was basically walking into a dead-end situation, being real foolish and not giving a fuck about other people's feelings or emotions or the stress and chaos that they cause. I think that has a lot to do with that card, okay? This person has gotten married to this person somehow, some way, and they see that this person, well, they're actually happy right now. They're so game goofy and so dumbfounding. They don't even see the fucking baggage and that this bitch has really came from the dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, this person is really not good for him. But he's just so happy. You know, as long as he's happy, shit. You know, whatever. It's going to take a lot of strength. Somebody want to blow your fucking brains out, okay? Somebody, excuse my language. Somebody is tired of the bullshit, okay? It's going to take a lot of strength, a lot of nerve to just conquer everything that's going on right now. It's just too much to fucking ponder. You know what I'm saying? Somebody could possibly be thinking about committing suicide, and that's not healthy. And if you are, then please, I advise you to get some help. Other than that, you know, bite the bullet on this one. You know, chunk this one up to the game. You know, this is something that you didn't want to hear, but you know, it is what it is. This situation is dead, or somebody needs to put it into it. Okay. So after this, somebody's going to get their shit and they're going to walk away. They're going to leave everything that they once knew, their city, their townhome. They're just going to pack their shit and they're going to get the fuck up out of there because they know what they once knew was not, it's not what it is. They know that they no longer fit there anymore. They outgrew that. You know what I'm saying? They have no choice but to leave. They feel sad, but they have no choice but to leave because everything in the past was toxic. So they're looking forward to moving on. They just taking their shit and they just getting the fuck out the way. They leaving everything and everyone behind. Okay. Yeah. Somebody is ready to stop going to worry about this. Somebody is ready to just put down their guns and rest for a minute. They're tired of conflict. They're tired of the chaos. They're tired of the shit that they caused. You know, they possibly just want to put their shit down and just give it a break. Like, fuck it, you know. But the queen is not going to stop. Queen of Hazard is like, look, it is what it is. You done blew off my fucking arm. You done fucked me over. But look, I'm going to keep this shit moving. So now it's game time. It's game time. I would never quit. Somebody is like determined to win at all costs. Okay. Somebody is like, don't give a fuck. They're all about their coins. They're all about. So it doesn't matter how much you try to break this person down. Or it doesn't matter how much you try to do this person always. It's like a tit for tat. Or this person always trying to come up on top. And this person's, and it seems like this person always get their way. And somebody is just tired of fighting, tired of dealing with the bullshit, to be honest. This bitch has no arms and she's still ready to fucking fight. She's not giving up. Whatever it is, it could be a court case, it could be a child court case, or, you know, custody battle or something, you know, some type of battle, some type of war that's going on, but somebody refused to give up this fight. Okay? Somebody refused to give up this fight and refused to give up this relationship, knowing that it's toxic and it's not good for them, okay? Yeah, and it's time for the situation to end. You didn't already examine everything that you need to examine about this person, about this relationship, about your future, and you know the things that you need to do. You know, you didn't already have your x-ray visions and all this shit. It's time to get to do it moving. You know, so it's time for you to make that choice. But you have a lot of shit that you need to say. You have a lot of things that's on your chest, that's on your heart that you need to speak on, okay? You kept a lot of stuff bottled in. It's a lot of people that you feel that so that you may be leaving behind, or you feel that somebody may be trying to escape away from you, escape from your feelings, or you may trying to get let somebody go, let somebody leave your heart. I mean, leave, you know, you're letting someone go, letting someone's love go, you know, or somebody feels trapped in your love or trapped with you, or wherever you go, you take this person with you, you know, or you're trying to let this person go because you know that you've been carrying this person in your heart for a long time, okay? But this person feels trapped, or you feel like you're trapped and you can't stop loving this person, perhaps, okay? Okay, so what I'm also seeing is that someone is someone is planning on something, okay? Somebody's planning on possibly throwing a party, surprising you with something, you know, but little do you know, they're throwing a bone in your, they throw the bone in. You know what I'm saying? This is something that's going to be huge, and they're going, it's kind of like, what's the word? Bun? Well, I can't say it. I don't remember, but they're kind of like just interrupting your life with this big ass bone, like with something that's really unexpected. You know, they're going to come marching in your life. You're going to be having a good time, enjoying yourself. And then boom, like out of nowhere, this bullshit just pops up. Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? This person thought it was a good idea to bring this situation, to bring this bone to you. This person is possibly saying to you, look, I have a bone to pick with you or something. You know what I'm saying? But they bring in something at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? But it's the right time for you. But they think it's the right time, but it's the wrong time. You get what I'm saying? So they bringing it to you, and it's a big shock. It's a big surprise to you and everyone that you may be around. I don't know what it could be. You're going to have to let me know. So you have a lot of options. You have a lot of decisions that you can make right now, okay? You know that you're on the verge of fucking breaking down. You're tired of this shit. It's breaking you down mentally and physically and spiritually. But you know you have a lot of options and things that you need to choose from in order for you to move forward, okay? I'm also seeing that someone is being very selfish. They're holding back. They're holding back everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They're very fucking selfish. They act like they don't hear you. You know what I'm saying? You could probably be asking for help and or support for this person. This person's just like, la, 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 I can hear you. Like you say one thing to this person and goes throughout the other ear. This person is literally holding their fingers on their ear like they don't fucking hear you like a fucking kid. They're so fucking selfish. They're hoarding things. You know what I'm saying? It could possibly be money, finances, just material wealth, materialistic things, whatever it is. They're guarding that shit with their life. You know what I'm saying? Possibly, it could possibly be child support or just possibly not. They just play just a selfish ass motherfuckers. You know, they just pretty fucking selfish. You know, don't want to feed the kids. They don't want to do nothing. They not giving up shit. Okay, this person is very greedy. Somebody has a decision need to make. Okay, I'm pull a few more cards. But you know what you need to do. You see everything. You're not dumb. You're not blinded to the bullshit. You know. You see everything that's going on. You know what you need to do. You will get the clarity that you need, okay? So, you know, yeah, somebody's going to go on with their life and marry this fucker that came from the dead. You know, they're gonna celebrate with this partner, and it's going to be a fucking complete-ass mess. Like, they think that everything is all good, but this shit is a fucking mess, and they need to clean the fuck up. I'm looking at somebody's nasty-ass house, okay? It's fucking filthy. And they are inviting everyone over to celebrate. Like, this is a good thing. And everybody that's there to celebrate is toxic as well. So it's like, whoop-de-doo. Good for you. This shit is toxic. Have a good life. They think it's fly shit. But it's really a fucking hot-ass mess. Whether it's a party, whether it's an anniversary, a wedding, whatever the fuck it is. It's a mess, okay? Somebody needs some balance, okay? Somebody needs to find the right balance. They need to balance some shit out, okay? Somebody could possibly be overindulging in alcohol, or they could be probably addicted to something that they need to really balance out and get shit back on levels, okay? Somebody probably needs to self-medicate themselves when they figure out what the fuck is really going on, or it hurts somebody to know what the fuck is going on, so they probably are addicted to something, you know, that, but they need to get control of it, okay? Somebody was once looked at, somebody used to honor this person, okay? This person was possibly in high rank. You know, this person was probably a very important member of our community, of our society, okay? You felt as though this person has lost all respect, all honors. You know, you might as well just throw your badge out, you know, whatever it is, but you felt as though this person was you. You helped this person at very high standards at one point, but now it's kind of like, what the fuck? Like, you just let me down. Like, this person's not that all stand-up guy or all stand-up woman that you once knew before, okay? This person is like, you feel like this person is beneath you, like, you know, this person is not who they say they are, or they don't honor themselves to be. Okay. So I'm going to end these with these last few cards. So I'm also seeing, okay, somebody's going to eventually move on with their life, okay? They're going to eventually get what they want. Just take it a step at a time, you know, leave the past behind, you know, leave the bone for the dogs and for the motherfuckers that want to come in and try to be in your business, you know, just keep doing you. You know what I'm saying? Then you're going to eventually find what it is that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Just leave that toxic shit alone. Leave it in the past. You know what I'm saying? Don't think about, because your last card is Five of Cups. Don't think about revisiting this past because it's very fucking toxic. It's conflict and it's going to cause a lot of drama and it's going to make you upset. So just leave the past where it's at, okay? Let things be. Leave the shit in the grave. It is what it is and you're going to move on with your life. And so, by me ending that, thank you all so much for tuning in with Newly Tarot. This has been your reading. Talk to you soon. Bye now.